Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our program. And we would like to start today with a compilation of quotes on the theme of new technologies. The quotations are taken from the books Messages from Maitreya the Christ and Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life, and also from Benjamin Krem's Master from the books A Master Speaks, Volumes 1 and 2, and Benjamin Krem's own writings. This coming time will be known as the Age of Light, and light in all its meanings and manifestations will become the provenance of man. Already the signs are there for the discerning that man is knocking on the door that leads to the chamber of light. Ancient darkness and ignorance are being banished as men grapple with the implications of new insights and technology. Soon the science of light, the divine science, will be revealed to man's astonished gaze, and a major landmark on man's journey of evolution will have been reached. And that was an article by Benjamin Krem's Master titled The Age of Light.
Around this planet, as around all planets, is a magnetic field. It is made up of lines of forces that crisscross each other. Where they intersect a number of times, they form a vortex. It is like a chakra, a vortex of power. The Space Brothers are creating these vortices of power on the physical plane. A crop circle, for instance, is really an outer sign of a vortex. A replica of our planet's magnetic field is being placed all over the physical world. Not as huge and powerful as the planet's magnetic field, but powerful and widespread enough to be the basis of the technology of light. The light will come directly from the sun and be fused with the magnetism of the magnetic field. That will give humanity every form of power it needs. All our mechanical objects, our heat, our light, our transport, our cooking, our machinery will be powered by this technology of light. And that was from Benjamin Krem's book, The Gatherings of the Forces of Light.
And this next quote is from Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life, one of the books. The next quote starts, solar energy. This is the energy of the new age. There will be no need for nuclear energy. The power of the sun will be used for heating, transportation and driving industry. The brothers, in inverted commas, are teaching the engineers how to store solar energy right now. And by brothers, we include our space brothers, by the way. And that was from the book Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life. More and more, the robot is replacing man in the more complex manufacturing processes. No man can compare in speed of operation and repetitive accuracy with the sophisticated machines now in use. This is as it should be. Many may lament the loss of human skills earned through long apprenticeship and training, but but man is born for higher and more worthy efforts. Why should men compete with mere machines? Man is an evolving God, and foolish would it be to place a limitation on his creative possibilities. And that was an article by Benjamin Crimsmaster titled Leisure is the Key.
The technology of light is the technology that will meet all our energy needs in the 21st century. It will need no huge budgets to maintain because it will be devised and controlled by intellectuals who do not look for billions of pounds of profit to satisfy them. Once built, the technology will last for 2,500 years until the next cycle of evolution. Environment and energy will be the top priorities of the new era. Last will be defense, because there will be nothing to defend. And that quote was from Maitreya's Teachings of the Laws of Life.
The Space Brothers are giving of their knowledge of the science of light, the new science that will give us unlimited energy for every need. They have that science and will put it at our disposal as soon as we renounce war forever, showing that we are able to live together in peace with justice, sharing and right relationship. Then we will know that they are our brothers indeed. That was from the book The Gathering of the Forces of Light.
My plans proceed apace and galvanize mankind. Wherever you may look in the world today, you will find change. From top to bottom, the fabric of the old and decaying order is rent. From this can we derive much satisfaction, for despite the pain involved in this process, a new and better world emerges. Therefore, my friends, take comfort from this fact and look to the future with hope. That was a message from Maitreya, number 130.
There is a role for nuclear energy, but not the type of nuclear energy we are using today through the fission process. That is highly dangerous. The fusion process is the method for the immediate future, and that is, as you know, being explored in this country, in the United States and elsewhere. It will use a form of nuclear energy derived from a single isotope of water. It is safe and super abundant in the waters of the oceans and rivers of the world. This nuclear fusion uses not heat, but a cold process, and will be used relatively very soon. This will supply all the energy needs of the planet, for every village, every town, every city throughout the world. Can you imagine the result? It will release mankind from using other forms of energy, of which some nations have more and some less, and free man from drudgery. And that was from Benjamin Cram's book titled The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom.
Defense will no longer be the first priority as tensions begin to decrease around the world. Further, the new technology of light will make present weapons obsolete. With the technology of light, it is possible to pinpoint a needle on planet Earth. Light is not an energy that we make, we simply harness it. In addition, cheap sources of energy will be found. This will ease the plight of many nations. And that was a piece by the book Maitreya's Teachings on the Laws of Life. Profound changes are already taking place in the industrialized world with the advent of micro-technology. Machines, ever more sophisticated, will increasingly take over the means of production. Today's problems of unemployment will become the problems of leisure. Education for the right and fullest use of leisure will be of paramount importance. Eventually, all the artifacts of our civilization will be made by machines, thus freeing man for the exploration of his own true nature and purpose. In time, these machines will be made by an act of man's creative will. We have as yet scarcely touched the surface of the potential of the human mind. And that was from Benjamin Cram's book, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1.
Drugs and surgery will no longer be needed as doctors are trained in the use of the technology of light and healing. Scientists in Russia and America are already experimenting with genetic engineering, and this will be developed until the time will come when they can transmit genetic information into a sick organ to rejuvenate it without the use of surgery. Eventually, the need for so many hospitals will diminish as people will be able to undergo treatment within hours for even the most serious conditions. And that's from the book Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life. A new technology will lead to a more sophisticated form of public transport, which will alleviate pollution. It will be silent, apparently motionless, and will vibrate very little. Travel fatigue will disappear. It will be the perfect means of transport of large numbers of people between countries and between cities. That's from the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3.
Man, as ever, is not alone, and steps have been taken to release to him the knowledge of new and cleaner and safer modes of generating power. Technologies altogether new will transform daily living and leave man time to an impulse to explore his own being and purpose. Thus equipped, man will learn to work and live in harmony with nature, coaxing from her richness a brimming cornucopia, sustaining all he could desire or need. That was Maitreya's Benjamin Krem's master from Awakening to Responsibility. We are talking about a bank of useful knowledge, accumulated discoveries, technology, science, which can inspire the workers in these fields simply by using their computers. They do not have to hope that someone somewhere will come up with the fragments which is missing from their knowledge. There it will be. When we share this body of knowledge, when everyone who has any use for it has access to it, the whole process of discovery, science, technology will speed up amazingly. And that was from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. I am taking you into a new country. Close your ranks around me and allow me to show you the glories which await you. The framework of this future time is now constructed. The blueprint of the future becomes clearer. Let me take you with me into the future and clothe in radiant light that structure. My blessings go with you all. And that was Maitreya's message number 48.
So still continuing on this theme, we would now like to read out to you an article given through Benjamin Krem titled Life in the New Age. This was given in February 1983. Much has been written about life in the future. Much fictional writing is devoted to a description, imaginatively conceived, of the life ahead for humanity. Almost without exception, these writings describe a life and environment dominated by technology and scientifically organized systems. A chilling, mechanistic view of the future is held before the reader, who could be forgiven for preferring the present, with all its uncertainties and dangers, to such an inhospitable prospect.
However, the future need not be so bleak and barren of human warmth as that presented by writers of fiction. That science and technology will flourish, there is no doubt. We are entering an age in which the mysteries of life will be revealed and the energies of the universe will be controlled through the discoveries of science. Our technology, too, will become ever more sophisticated as it adapts to the challenges posed by these discoveries. We must ensure that a proper balance is maintained and that the achievements and resources of science are channeled along lines that serve rather than are served by mankind.
We will help you to do this. Ours will be the task to oversee the development of the new society along paths that preserve correct balance. And naught that infringes human need will receive our recommendation. Beauty and sense of fittingness will be the touchstone. All that is ugly, mechanical, and harmful to the human spirit will be eschewed. The aim will be to maintain in full freedom and harmony a right relationship between man and his environment, to ensure that every technological and scientific advance is seen as serving better man's needs and knowing better the nature of reality.
In this way, you may be sure the needed safeguards will be built into the new structures. All that pertains to the enhancement of life and the beautifying of its forms will know our blessings. Every manifestation which serves the common weal will gain our support. The time is coming when man will develop a new revelations to his environment, a new relations to his environment. In keeping with his sense that man, nature, and God are one, he will build forms which allow him to manifest that truth. The closest contact and free interchange between all aspects of the whole will be achieved. A sure knowledge of the meaning and purpose of life will replace the present confusion, and that leads to a demonstration of beauty hitherto unknown. The true, the good, and the beautiful will become a reality in man's life.
All of this presupposes and depends on a change in direction from the present chaos. Naught of good can emerge without a fundamental restructuring of social forms along lines more compatible with human needs. Were man to realize how much of his God-given potential is sacrificed to the present unholy order, he would delay not one moment in making the needed changes. Were he to sense but an inkling of the glory of that potential, naught would be allowed to bar his way to its achievement. The future calls man to his finest efforts, his noblest aspiration, his grandest vision. Let man build a future in which his sacrifice is not of his divinity, but of his separated self. Let him embrace his brothers in love and make himself whole.
Through the years, Mr. Cram has been asked many questions, and here we have a compilation of a few of them. Question: what do you mean when you say spiritual kingdom or the highest kingdom on the planet? And this was asked in a lecture in Amsterdam in September 2001. And Mr. Cram answers, well, I don't mean the human kingdom. Most people think that we, humanity, are at the top of the ladder of evolution because they don't see anything higher. And what you don't see doesn't exist, does it? That's common sense, isn't it? Our will proceeds under the fiction that whatever you don't see doesn't exist. Well, that which we think doesn't exist because it is invisible is nevertheless there in its full vitality and light. And is not only there, but it is also returning to visible appearance on the planet. In other words, the highest, most evolved aspect of life on our planet, the spiritual kingdom, the kingdom above the human kingdom, is returning to where its members once lived as ordinary men and women in the world, the everyday world. They will be visible to us, known eventually to us all, and ready and prepared to lift humanity above the general level and so fitting more and more members of the human kingdom to enter this spiritual kingdom.
In their imagination, if people think of it at all, they see the spiritual kingdom as something vague, an astral, invisible, nebulous, unsolid kingdom, which perhaps when you die, you come into contact with. Or you get in touch with it through mediums and so on. That is the general idea about it. In fact, it is entirely different. The spiritual kingdom is made up of the most evolved people on our planet, men and women who are solid physical and who have the love of God in their hearts, who have the wisdom of all the ages, who have an intelligence which is razor sharp, who know the problems of humanity, who are practical and wish to aid humanity in the terrible problems that are facing us at this time. Not a vague, obscure thing, but solid and effective. In fact, the only truly effective kingdom on this planet. Who can advise, teach, and show humanity the way out of its problems? Not only does this kingdom exist, but it is now externalizing onto the outer physical plane of everyday life, so we will all know about it. We will see, and therefore we will believe.
Well, I'm sorry we don't have time for any more questions. Thank you for listening. If you want more information, you can visit the website share-international.org or you can email us at sharenz@yahoo.com if you have any questions. Thank you. We'll be right back.